Christ, Lord. His peace, His comfort,
it's a powerful experience.
I'm surrounded by
God in this place, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do in your life and my life this morning. Amen. Are you excited? Give Him a praise offering. Hallelujah. Wow. Tell the person next to you, you are the best place in your whole life. And then you may have your seat.
Amen.
Can he sit back near? It's for me an honor and a privilege to introduce Dr. Landman, personal friend,
the leader of our church,
and God is here so with us, and we are excited for experience the wonderful church. Word that God had for us, having for us, and it's a privilege for me to introduce and welcome Dr. Landman, our national leader. Some of you may know him, some not,
visionaire,
called by God for a time like this, and we are as an assembly, as a church, honoring and respecting and giving
Africa
all the praise, because God is using visionary to bring the church in this stage of 2020 at the spearhead of what's happening in church life.
That was a wild meeting
we were in. We had yesterday a meeting with all our pastors and Kosa assembly, and it was about 30 people. So the
King this year was yesterday over 77,
and what an experience we had with all the BBC meeting, and they attended here, and the pastors and the leaders, and that was a meeting and all. And this morning we're blessed to have him here, and the apologies for his wife that can't be here, but we are privileged to have him in his busy schedule. Make a way of visiting us. We're
going
to make it a standard
honor by mekaar, a lekker lof overgeer, and ons honor ons leier, and ons geef die Here al die eer. Amen.
Ons hallo sê, en dit is 'n groot voorreg om hier te maak vir Mandy op verskoning wat met verkoue by die huis is.
Thank you, Pastor Price.
Jackie en Mandy is bietjie af vir die naweek, en maar jy is hier, sê vir die persoon langs jou, man, ek so bly jy is hier.
I'm the only version,
man, met genoe, baie welkom, so bly jy is hier.
On that screen, that's why Paul says he's looking in the mirror, and he said outwardly, look in the mirror. He said, I'm fading away,
okay,
but inwardly I'm strengthened day by day.
It's great to be here.
All the guys that 65 plus to this guy, just raise your hands.
And I introduced myself.
Oh my God.
And I said to this guy, this is how you look like when you start off.
And this is how you look like when you're getting to the finishing line.
He that is against us.
There's a process between the calling and the choosing.
Group of people this morning.
That's why Paul said, when I look in the mirror,
it's quite strange, but I'm fading away outwardly.
God is doing right,
a lot of wrinkles that I didn't have yesterday.
And,
but he said, as I'm fading away outwardly, inwardly,
I'm strengthened day by day.
In this world,
so to all the elderly people, how many of you are above 65 here?
We've got the...
Oh my God.
Assurance this morning.
We're a minority this morning.
My light will.
But greater is He that's in me than He that is against me.
Over you,
all the vibrant young generation.
It's great to have you here.
We can,
whether you're 65 or under 65. I'm talking today to the chosen generation.
Irrespective
of your age,
that rock
you've chosen
Jesus
for a time like this.
So everyone that's part of
and
this
while
family,
we were singing this morning,
just raise
just
your hands. Irrespective your age,
is going
to
happen.
Wonderful to have you here this morning.
I just
I'm restricted in time.
I know that
so,
there are people
that's why I identify nine
challenges.
Verses, and I give
but
myself
you're
3 minutes
to
per verse, so that I end up
you're
with 27.
Go victorious through this battle.
Time left for injuries and whatever. So let's take
if
off
you
this
think
morning,
this is a flaky announcement, I
from the Word of God, or you can just follow it. I'm going
to
take it
by the impartation of the Spirit that you're
1
about
Peter
to break through.
1 verse 1 to 9.
Up,
and my
you're
message
at
this
the
morning
brink
is
of a miracle.
The goal of your faith.
I know it's doom and gloom.
Receiving
worldwide.
The goal of
there's
your
rumors
faith,
of war and
the
famine.
Salvation.
It's also
of your
hitting
soul.
This country and many people.
Amen.
Well, like
receiving
almost
the goal
luckily,
of your faith. Verse 9,
we had a win a few weeks ago that just
lifted
up
soul.
The moral of this nation.
Now, this whole
they call it the
Springbok
World
of Scripture
Champions win
is actually based on the analogy of someone that's
it was good news for South
Africa. But so unfortunately, I want you to visualize this morning that you are participating in a marathon.
Or a season.
And that excitement.
But there's something more than just happiness, because happiness is determined by what's happening around.
To line up at the starting
line. Sometimes it's positive, other times it's not that positive.
It's normally the case when you start off with anything in your life. There's a lot of excitement.
You can be secured this morning.
But once
by the word of God, that you're a chosen generation, that despite what's happening around me, I'm an overcomer. I'm a winner. God destined me to be victorious in the time
that's
like this.
The real challenge.
And that's why the prophetic word says,
and
somebody of you is covering this earth,
this
there will be a revelation as we in that season
40,
where people will arise
years.
Worldwide
so
despite what's happening, and they will shine as bright like stars
for many years.
Because they are
but
anchored
now
in Jesus Christ, the rock of their salvation.
Doesn't
so this morning is all about uplifting Jesus,
because of your age.
And I want to tell people, you know, and I can look at your body
so
language,
to everyone
yes,
sitting here this
that
morning,
looks
I really
victorious.
Believe that the word of
you
God
can't see the overcomers. And they try
and
hard
I want
to display that they're overcomers.
For this whole
but
day,
no one will leave this place without knowing that they both have conquered
the goal
through Jesus Christ,
the
who strengthened them. I want you to proclaim
so
it as a prophet.
I
want more than a conqueror.
Nobody in the service.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Without finishing
the
goal
Jesus
of
Christ,
your faith, the salvation
me.
Of your soul.
So whether
I'm
you decide to
not,
be defeated,
it's just as easy as that.
I'm here to overcome every challenge
that's
coming
my way.
Will walk out of these doors
and
this morning.
And if it sounds flaky,
say,
I said to the
I'm
enemy this morning,
for the
try
goal
to
of my to
your soul
the
and
salvation
take you out.
Of my soul.
You will
soul.
Not take
so
anyone out that's sitting in
me,
front of me.
That nobody in this place will get lost.
Nobody in this place will get lost.
Circumstances.
Nobody in this place will give up.
You say that's
not
arrogant.
What?
No, that's scripture. So I proclaim
so
by the
yes,
power of the word
of God this
that
morning
feels
that
insecure
you will
and certain about
the
very
future.
Last minute.
Nobody
will
leave
cross
this finishing line. And you
nobody
will receive
will
the
this
goal
place
of your faith,
the salvation of your soul. So everyone here
that
is
a winner.
And everyone here
is
competing.
By the grace of God,
finish,
I will overcome
not just
everything
finish,
that's coming my way.
Finish with a destiny.
I cannot judge this
is going to
make
it. This is
a
life. It's not a story.
That God has in store for you.
It's a process.
By the
I'm running
God
the race
do more than a
and not aimlessly.
Christ.
I'm beating with a fist. Not like someone that's just beating in the air. I beat and I run
I
to achieve the goal
morning,
that has been in store for me
to
Timothy 4, which God secures this morning by his precious word.
So
the scripture starts and I have to take off immediately.
In verse
1 and 2 it refers to the so-called elect. And it also refers to the elect chosen ones. You may say this morning, but preacher,
and the
or teacher,
of the goal
I'm
of
not part
faith.
Of the elect.
The
actually, I'm the sheep
of your soul.
Actually, I'm not part of the winning group. I'm not elected. I'm the passed out.
Like this,
I'm the odd one.
Out
in my family also. But I take responsibility this morning to address everyone here as
faith,
being the elect
salvation
and the chosen ones. You are the part
can
of
we
the electorate
this morning.
Yo, that's a fancy
can
word.
We protect everyone
sounds
that's
so
in this place
sounds
you
so
will
obtain you
the
are
destiny
part of the
of
electorate.
You
are part of the
chosen
ones.
You for.
It is
your
just
destiny
a matter of
future.
You decide whether you
want to
be an accepted organization
or
somebody. So I
that
take authority over
this place
this morning
somebody
and said everyone that's sitting here
you
is
are
part
secure
of the
in the
hand palms
part
of the Almighty God.
Part of the chosen ones.
We are
the chosen
generation. And this generation sitting in front of me,
I don't know what's happening here this
for
morning,
a time
I just
like
sense
this.
In my
so
spirit,
all the chosen ones in this
morning.
Place, and
I want
all
you
the electors in this
place,
place.
Will
you just
say,
raise your hand and
make
say,
it.
I thank God, I'm part of the
I will
chosen
make
generation.
It. I will
There's
run.
No one yet.
I will finish the course.
Raise his hand.
So
I will
fight
the
fight
for
the
electorate.
I will complete
the
race.
And secure
for me
is
eternal
life.
Secure.
So
as
it says in 1 Corinthians 15,
there's a race to be run, and there's a finishing
person.
So I
can come up with
fancy
in this
the
world
topics this
morning
to everyone
I just
want to
make it plain
just
and simple and
said
he who has started in your life who has chosen you is the one that's going to take you right through the finishing line.
We call a breath
we call that
the
Bible
the author
said, if you can't
and the finisher
that,
of my
you
faith,
are
you
living.
So I'm just going to touch around. I see that clock is not waiting for
Adam.
Me. So I just
want to
touch
that's
and
sitting
touch
and
there.
I can hear it.
See there? We overcome and we walk out victorious
so
this morning. This is all what should happen.
All part of the chosen. You can now align with us because the fact that
you are receiving the end result
of your faith. You are called a living
soul. Namely, the salvation of your soul. The Bible referred to everyone
so
that's been torn out of the first
where
Adam
you suffer
in 1
right
Corinthians
now?
15.
The Bible
and he said,
you're
a
living soul.
That's been given birth.
But
and everyone
not,
that's sitting here.
He's not referring this morning just to living
exhale.
Souls.
The Bible refers to
why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians
soul.
15,
on
the first Adam is
you're alive
a living
this morning. And
soul.
What a wonderful
the last Adam,
to be alive.
A living
today,
spirit,
here,
has living souls. But there's a higher calling upon
your
life than just being a living soul.
And once
you
are
also
elected.
Referred by the last
you're not
Adam
referred
to become
to
a
living,
living
spirit,
soul.
So it's not just
living,
living souls
spirit.
That's sitting here.
So what
it's
God
a living
wants to do this
morning
and today
in front of me.
You
should
have
walked
out
not
just
I'm
as
a living
soul.
Well,
you hear
that
it
is
this
a
morning.
You're a chosen generation.
But
you
must
elected
be
by God. You created by
you
God as a living soul.
But you are also called by God
to be a living spirit.
How
do I become a living spirit?
To be
just open your heart, open your soul.
And
invite him,
roof.
Confess him
you
as Jesus Christ,
the
cross. He's here for your salvation. So the Bible said,
and
you are about to receive.
Now in the Old Testament, it was easy
of being alive.
God
namely,
says to
the
elect,
salvation
if you
of your
do
soul.
The first
I know.
Command,
the I know.
Second,
it sounds
the third,
like the
Lord
Jesus turns.
You can't
and I know
get
if
to the
I
starting line.
And said,
you
can't
do the
chosen generation because in verse 1, to the Lord you chose him.
In verse 2,
the game who you are
elected,
then
chosen,
you will be
chosen
to
once,
as a chosen
elected
and
once.
Elected.
So it's a one
in the New Testament. We need
to address the elect
because if
the
you
chosen
lose
out on
if
one requirement,
chosen,
you disqualify.
I've never been
called
in the New
elected.
Covenant.
Actually,
new
I'm the
rules,
tossed out one.
New
I'm the rejected
one.
And it
so
has been
rejected
by one
soul.
Man.
I want to preach
the
this
price
morning.
At Calvary
to make sure that when
you
come
to
the
church,
you
are
referred
as
a chosen
the
one.
The Bible refers to you
as
the
elect
one,
the chosen one.
Hallelujah.
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 In your
Testament,
you make
rules
that
you've chosen
by
God.
And
you
rejected.
You not by a denomination or organization. You're chosen by God.
That's for apostles.
As a living spirit.
But the ten requirements of
the
New Testament.
The chosen one is actually the one that's
sitting
in here
alive
and
today.
Questioning
John's
calling.
You're the chosen
requirements.
You're the
ten
one that's been called.
But
to
participate
be a chosen
one for this
you
race.
Have to start.
God.
And if you didn't
so
start
yet,
then
you
started but suffering now.
I
he's
say
only
to all the new welcomers who wants to join the race, welcome
in
to the family
shall not
of
perish,
God.
But have
so no
everlasting
one
life.
Is going to leave this place as being a chosen one.
Hey,
as being an elected
out.
One. No one is going to leave this
you
place.
See what happened
chosen
here with the requirements. It's
you
up
have
to you to make a choice
to be chosen.
For God,
you have
so
to
life
qualified
the world
to be
he gave
a royal
only begotten son.
Whose
qualification is plain and simple.
In
that's why the Creator said,
perish,
if you
but have everlasting life.
So
he
what
up with a covenant
does it make
if you do that
to get
the law,
a chosen and an elected
one?
You just have
to
receive to
be a chosen
as
one.
A living soul.
But we know according
Jesus
to
as your Savior,
and then you
that
become a living spirit.
I want
so
you to inhale
so,
this morning.
The Bible says if you are disqualified.
All you have to do is
or you don't adhere
to
one
way.
Of the requirements, you disqualify.
You
disqualified.
It has become impossible, but the heavenly still stick to its original plan.
I have created you to bring me the glory and the honor. You're the chosen one.
So he decided to change
the
requirements.
Right now I said,
are you happy?
The world now.
He said,
are you
this.
Happy?
So they took the mic.
So
he
said, let's make a new covenant. So it applies to 10. So the 10 requirements to take part in this race, to become an
and
overcomer,
it's
been
on Hebrew
captured
and said,
in one
no
verse,
vowels,
John 3:16.
Only consonants.
It
and
says,
said,
for God so loved
the
world.
For
the moment
God
you inhale
and
so
inhale
loved
out
the world.
Say, listen here.
That he gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him,
he said, if you listen quietly, you'll find,
but have everlasting life. Hey, come on! Hey, come on! That's the requirement to be a chosen generation. You just have to make a choice this morning. Why this plain gospel? Because we're entering a season where God is going to pour in nations
and in your prayer
and nations and acknowledge Jesus
the reason.
Because the Bible said there's a secret that's going to be revealed in the end time, in the last time. People will step up and obtain the goal of their faith, the salvation of your souls. So as a prophetic voice this morning,
if you call upon
nations to come in, the time has come for salvation.
You've got an inheritance
that are chosen by faith, generation, by faith, the royal
so the
priesthood.
Moment you
how many of you believe, as a chosen statistics now that one, you have an inheritance that cannot fade away, that cannot be polluted, that cannot be touched.
7.5 billion.
Everything that you have can be touched, can be robbed.
But
if you have the living life of Christ in you,
the Bible said it cannot be faded away.
It is sure that by faith.
Can we just rejoice this morning in the fact that we have living faith?
Come on, church, that everyone is chosen by God.
Come on,
if you don't have living spirit,
just thank God that you have life this morning to make a choice and be part of the elect.
I have chosen
everyone that I've created for salvation.
I have
choice.
Your inheritance
is in the kingdom of darkness,
and I say to the devil,
you have to no right
until you
to
get
take
to the
anything
line
that has been created
now,
by God.
Me, that's the change.
Hallelujah!
The moment you received Christ,
hallelujah!
It doesn't mean that your problems
so
are over.
While I was sitting there, I said, my
it can
God,
only
what an
stop.
Assignment. 3.5
you can only experience what real life is.
Just received.
Because then you see it from
time.
A different perspective.
I'm going to open up a secret.
But then the enemy this will try and we sing it this morning
in
and
overnight.
Continuously sing it
overnight.
You're in a battle.
And it's happening now.
Nations are arising.
And
said, we are chosen by God.
At midday,
because the Bible
when
said, cameras go to a marathon.
And every time confess
that's Jesus Christ.
And then the
His
real
law.
Turn starts to keep going.
His law.
So I want to make it simple
His
this morning.
Law.
I don't know where you are. Midway.
Like
Polly Shorts. Or where are you finding yourself right now? But I want to tell you this morning, the word of God is here. Just to plainly say to you, you're not going to give up until you reach the final goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
And
it's that
in the
last time it will be revealed.
We're in a season of last
times.
Mega challenges around the world.
Whole nation
turned
back to God.
You will see in the last time
we are a chosen nation.
That
we are a chosen generation. And the Bible says they will go right through to the finishing line.
The news of the kingdom.
Now this is normally the time.
This
scorching sun.
But I want to capitalize
the
on what God
that arise against
and I say
the living spirit and the living soul.
In the name of Jesus.
The challenges you face.
You
I just want to spend a few minutes on the challenges
the
you're going to face
a
while you're participating
win,
in this race.
But you will uplift a trophy.
That's your, how
because
the,
Paul said,
the Hebrew
I finished the
writer
race.
Referred to it.
I
he says,
it.
Your soul
obtained the crown
will
glory
and you will
reach eternal life.
In Jesus
your soul will go
I
race
and you will lose heart
right here in
even
Christ again
on the 23rd of November
and your
and
knees
South
will
Africa
for Jesus.
And I'm not going to preach on that
South Africa, Africa
but you will
for
understand
Jesus.
That come on,
come
friends,
on you will
come
get
on.
Arms and maybe you sit
South
right
Africa.
There your arms are feeble and your knees
South
are weak.
Africa
you challenged by the race.
Now the Bible refers
you challenged
to
by the Son.
Generation.
And that's normally
and
the time you want to sing.
It's an inheritance of living.
You say, no, I don't want to sing.
You know, there's a difference.
I don't talk about singing joyous
hope,
songs.
Living hope.
I talking
the hope
about
of salvation.
Lamentations.
So it's levels.
You
ugly?
Are singing songs, but sad
some people
songs.
Are ugly.
But
sad
don't worry,
songs.
There's people that's ugly.
I just overheard.
And
on
of
the TV,
all the ugly
people,
people.
You're the ugliest.
And there
so
was an old African
song. And I there's always comparison. His self-advocate gives hope. There's always another level.
And it's another level.
Your young people won't understand.
It's an inheritance of 60-70
songs. It's not just living hope. It's the hope of
salvation that awaits
for the runner. You're not going to mock me.
For the overcomer.
For the one. I heard on the TV the song and I said, that's somebody. That's 12 o'clock.
I am called
raised entangled. Now the Bible says this inheritance. This gem that you receive,
the longer in my heart
of your heart when you open
Jesus
Christ.
You ask for longer in my heart to mount the scenes.
It is
that's
like
fine.
The gem that you
the
have
second
received.
Part said, and you must be protected by.
Very suave,
you must protect
and
the first fight by.
Thus for longer in my heart, my home.
But they sing it with beat and speed.
I keep going.
I said, my God.
Because as you left the starting line.
My God.
Then the race.
That's the time when you want to sing.
Thus for longer in my heart.
Then
I
don't want to
live
here
any longer.
I cannot stand.
That 19 days
in front of you.
Then you sing that song. Thus for longer in my heart.
The glamorous
this morning to feel
of that starting line
it into English,
started to fade
there.
Away. And then it's
but
the scorching
I just realized,
sun
but there's a secular
that
song
you.
That relates to this.
I sense in my
can
spirit
the secular
this people,
song.
They started off as
I'm talking
about people
but along
that started
the
off the race.
They faded
I'm talking
in
about the encouragement by Peter
to the elect and the chosen
is it worth it to keep
because
it referred
to
and
in the sixth verse
to be the along the race
you will
suffer grief.
Of
when we were singing the song
time.
This morning, and I'm surrounded by
sound
and the battles of the enemy,
grief.
I just sense
all
kinds here of people this morning
that
surrounded
version,
by the sound
the
of trouble,
it says,
of heartache and pain. But I'm here not with a message of discouragement. I want to tell you, you are destined to run for the finishing line
like
and nothing else.
I want to go.
No. If you really believe it, you
I
are destined, lady. You are called by God to finish it. You are about to raise the crown and the cup of a world champion that has made it to the end. That's what God. That's all. That's all assignment I've got.
He's going
to help
the
people
if you
this
think
morning.
It's laughing stock. It's biblical.
That they shouldn't give up now.
Paul says,
"Where Ali was
quiet,
of the revelation that the world will see.
I want to
the kingdom of God
is unshakable.
So it's biblical.
It's unshakable.
So it's not laughing stock.
Everything
just
will be shaken."
But it's biblical.
So if you allow
I want to go home.
I just want to
touch
you
a few minutes
as time is
and then
out.
He says, it's
I just
want to
touch
you
a few minutes
on that battle that you
but
are
But then he makes
entitled.
A U-turn.
A U-turn.
No, I'm
and
used
I said
to,
this morning, God, what is this thing with this
the same
apostle
message.
That made
no,
a U-turn?
To say as I
because
said, but
he
I'm not
said,
do it.
And I said,
say
what do you call this?
Now?
Humbleness?
So
or
not as
I said, I say to you,
I can't figure out
because you're a new audience.
Apostle
I say,
to say
unto you,
because he said,
the
I
Bible says concerning
for your
sake,
sake
it's better
six.
That I stay in
along
the
this way. You will say,
put the blame
trials
on the people
of
sitting
many
in front of him.
So
it's
I just want
just
to say to you, I also want
you
to depart
suffer.
Many a time.
So if
but
anybody
for your
tells
sake,
you,
I remain
you
in the body.
You're chosen.
It's
that's
life.
The reason I want
it's
I mean,
a race.
It's a
for your sake.
You will suffer trials of many a time.
For your
Jesus
sake.
Jesus himself said,
for the
to
joy
of
the crown that was set before me. I
know
the
other day I had
a
hectic
and
challenge
scorning
and I was driving home because I know my
me
father
my
had a death scene
for me.
But
a
if
song
Jesus
of
suffered,
and
I apologize
God,
for this rude statement,
to sing
if
the
he suffered,
the church,
you will also experience
that
suffering. But
it
there's
says,
something
I'll
in you
away,
that stands the
I'll
test of time.
Away.
And that's
said,
ready
that's
to
want
receive
to
the crown.
I want to fly away.
But you know, we with the rhythm,
he said, well,
the lyrics of the song,
I'm looking at the challenge.
I see
fly
how
away.
I'm going enter
then
and
says,
cross
oh,
the finishing
glory.
Line, and I will be
and
seated
said,
in heavenly places,
answer?
And I will look back
and
say it was worth it all.
I sing it again.
It was
I'll
worth it all.
Fly
so
away.
I address
I'm
people
in my glory.
That's
I'll
running now for a week
fly
or two.
Away. or maybe for 35 years in this battle, I encourage you right now.
So you want to fight.
You are used to during
not
the starting
line. Not for glory, because you in your glory.
After the starting line, you used to sing. But it's not a victorious song. It's a song of lamentations. Hulle sê soms in Afrikaans, jy sing maar jy meer eintlik. Elende.
You can't fly.
Oh, it's swaar. It's heavy. I'm not going to make it. But you shouldn't fly away.
Oh, glory.
So I address that spirit this
morning. Because Isaiah 40 says,
that tell you, you're not going to make it. Sing a song of defeat. We're going to turn that song around. You are destined to sing a song of celebration during this time, because your salvation is about you
with wings.
Now I refer to, and I said I overstepped.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not
a song.
So I want to tell everyone,
shoo,
it's not time to fly away, young man.
In the 60s, 70s, we used to sing a song. And the whole church coming together, and then they sing and the organ plays, and then we sing an Afrikaans song.
So you young people won't understand
that. It says, das verlange in my heart, na Jesus. Das verlange in my heart om hom te sien. And then the second verse is, for die wereld is ek nou moeg. En vir die zware strijd en soeg. Daar's 'n verlange in my hart nou om. How many knows that song?
This morning, you're not gonna fly.
Hey,
away,
now I see the 65 pluses. They say, I know it!
Amidst your circumstances,
the only encouragement that you get from that song,
that
you don't come on,
see it.
Forget
fully
about preaching now.
You must see
I just sense in my spirit that people
now
are stretching.
That's
what
I
want
now.
To see.
And God said,
you're not going to be. That's the way.
You
just to encourage you.
Young man,
there's nothing wrong with that song, and I'll show you it's biblical to sing that
is
song.
Stopping
while
right
you're heading in the spirit
rage,
and as an elder, I'm standing
to get
aside the track and say to you,
heart, Lord,
you're
Jesus.
Not going to give up, because your destiny is not being determined by your circumstances.
Said, Lord,
your circumstances is destined to show your wings so that you will fly above every situation. That is coming your way in Jesus' name. I just want to face you because I sense that God is facing people right now. I said, get ready to fly.
I want
to go glory. Not oh glory. Full glory of God. Full glory of God. I'm not used to this kind. I have a second preaching opportunity, but I think what I'm going to do, all the notes are on
then
the board,
something
so
about
I'm going to sit and ask
Turkey
somebody just to run through the sermon and pinpoint somebody after the service.
Okay,
so be real. You say, oh, my wife, now we must get away. I'm going to call to preach it. You're going to call. You're going to be called.
So
you just, I hear this morning to be a testimony of what God is busy doing.
We
my
love
prayer,
your aunt, we
John 17:15. My prayer, and this is the one that touched you. He prayed
right
for you. And his prayer in John 17. My prayer
Jesus
is
said in
that you are
Matthew
not
16,
him
in this
out
world,
of the world.
You will
but that
world.
You will protect
but
them
don't be
from the evil that
I
wants to destroy
their
life. It's not my prayer.
I
it's the one that
will
choose to
this is
that
not a
pray,
church practice.
Father,
I want you just to raise a hand
don't
and say,
take
I will overcome. I will overcome from the heart.
I
want to
tell you this confession you're
going to
need on
sun.
Tuesday. Tuesday. Somebody sitting here on Tuesday,
I
they
know,
will remember
you know,
this morning
older,
and said, in this world, I will be challenged. But I will overcome this challenge. I will overcome.
There's
other song.
Paul says,
and maybe
I just
no want to touch on
to
it because time is running
because then you'll
quickly
understand
out this morning. Quickly.
So for the newcomers,
there's another
I just
song,
want to repeat my
and
personal
I,
experience.
I left
of what
office, a meeting,
and,
sometime during the year.
You know, I just
and when I left there, the windows were closed and I was all on my own. And I could visualize myself running to the finishing line. But I was devastated.
You said,
you're not going to give up on your faith. You have started.
And I just want to share with you
that, I said
that the one who has called
you,
he is able to say to you this morning, I prayed for you
because
that the enemy will not get you, but will be protected. So I just want to tell you my story.
I'll fly away, oh
and
glory.
I think a few years ago
I'll
I mentioned
fly away.
And some pastors,
many
times repeated, I was on my way to a church down in the Free State.
And Thursday
I started off quite early. And I was driving all on my own on the highway.
I started
and I had a goal. I was heading for place B down in the Free State. And God was dealing with me and preparing me.
That means as I'm
on the way, my lesson was
corporately, I fly away.
Accelerate
from A to B in pursuit on all the fly away.
It says,
while I was driving, I used to
fly away.
Oh, glory.
I can easily
stop there and say, where's this incident coming?
It's not for the glory of God that
I
want to fly away.
And
I start singing again. I said, maybe I should sing.
I'll fly away
because I'm in my glory.
I can just get in the career.
Then I'm on my own track. Then I'm slack down.
That's actually the reality.
Down,
I'm in my glory. And I want to fly away.
Just
that's scriptural. That's why the Bible says, Paul says.
And I worked it out.
Paul
said,
says, I want to depart and be with Christ. Easy. It's scriptural. All that song.
But what I saw
scriptural.
In that glimpse.
He said, I want to depart.
There were about three.
And
the one guy was turning around.
But then he was
reminded. I said to myself.
Or not
surely
reminded.
It's business people here.
That Jesus prayed in John 7. He said, I prayed, Father,
business people,
that you will not take them out
I
of this
couldn't
even
world
catch the capacity
out
of
this
machine.
But I know
that you will not
machine
take them out, but that you will
and then
protect
I slacked
them
down
from the evil.
And I said, quite
so I apply the prayer of Jesus.
They also started.
Don't take her
they're
out
also
going to
finish.
Life, but protect
also
her from the evil.
Me also.
Because if she made it,
me also.
She's
going to
resolve.
Said to me,
you also
a business
the scripture
man
says in
and you head in for transactions
your
sticky
I said your
really
determination
said, yes, you're an ambassador
your endurance
you're
going
for
kingdom
business
in.
You're going to
ensure
that
you're this
genuine in your faith
that if they
and
put their trust
in
me
it will
they
result
not only
in praise
experience
and
life,
glory
but they will
and honor
eternal
because you
life
have a testimony
that
God
choice
has taken you through this life.
How many of you this morning that got a testimony that in your biggest trial
the money
and turbulence, God rescued
while
you
I was trying
and threw out
took you through
how
this
many
distance between the
come
starting
on
line and the finishing
hey, keep
line
it there
and the scorching sun.
Enemy, I
and
just want to show you
and the
all these people sitting here,
what
they got the result
man
of God's interference
you guess
in the time of trouble
to take them through in Jesus.
But then the shocker of my life,
720 seconds,
all of a sudden, a vehicle is right in front of me, like, whoo,
because I was.
But I've seen it picking up, so maybe it's injury time.
On this race.
And in front of me was
and
a
if
bucket
the score was level 10 minutes per side.
No, I said to pastors a bucket.
So I have
and the one
just
guy,
to close up this morning.
He got offended. He said, what's a
and
bucket?
Said,
I won't
though you
the
have
bucket
not seen him, verse 8, you love him, you believe in him.
You don't walk by sight, but by faith.
He said, you called it
you
a double cab. I said, double
cab,
bucket.
It's heading from A to B. What's your case?
By living hope.
You do not run aimlessly or fight.
I haven't got a buck. I've got a double.
But you are not one that's beating in the air.
You can't.
But when you strike,
you strike
the same with
objective
on the double cap.
I will receive
bucket the salvation of my soul. Your eyes
hey,
are upon
stopped
the one that
I realize here's a guy that's slower than
we
me
call it the author of your life.
And his
he's also the finisher of your life.
Corolla,
Hebrews 12. So
this
I want to encourage everyone.
Just
don't give up. Don't give up, church. You know, I
that's
this
great
morning
that you
after
laugh because a lot of you sitting here are no name brands. You're just a bucky.
Is it that struggle?
Last for longer you are
moment,
Jesus.
He took me to the church in Laodicea.
The
third chapter.
And
when
so
I look
at the
think
bucky,
this is
I
just encouragement. He met with the church at the finishing line
the
in Revelation 3. And it's a shock to see how the church looks like
when
in
I
Laodicea.
Stopped.
the third chapter. It says, you said, I have everything, I'm rich, and I don't lack anything. But when I look at you, you are battered by the storms of life. And he said, I invite you to come and buy with me gold that is purified so that you can become rich. I want to take away your dirty clothes, buy all the fights you have, and I want to put white clothes on you. I see your eyes are scattered by the storms, but I'm going to put oil on your eyes so that you may see. So I pray right now, when I come with oil to the church, come with garments to the church so that we may receive the crown of salvation. He's not giving up on you. He's not giving up on the corporate body. Are you ready? Time is up. I'm almost 3 minutes over. But let's stand on our feet this morning. Let's stand on our feet.
And God is showing me how many people are.
I want the corporate body to raise their hands. I said, I'm ready.
They've
I'm ready.
Got all the marks.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to overcome.
Through it
I'm not going to fly
but
away.
Still run.
No, no. Young people will suffer. And young men will stumble.
So
but if you wait upon the Lord, you will soar up with wings like eagles. You will fly, my sister. But you will not fly away. You will fly, my friend, but not away. You will soar. You will soar. You will soar. I see in the spirit how God taking people wherever you are and lift you up to soar and run for the finishing line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to spend a minute because after the word, we have to allow the Spirit to encourage. So I want every one of you, if it's they are simple, you must just reach out now by faith
the challenges
and say, I'm going to make it. I'm an overcomer.
But somewhere,
greater is he that's in me.
They are
that he that's in the world.
To keep going.
Hallelujah.
To keep going.
Hallelujah.
To keep going.
Hallelujah.
To keep going.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then I almost saw
just individually. The corporate church will not go down.
On the bumper,
I will build my church.
There was a sticker.
Shall not
this vehicle is protected by satellite.
Thank you, Lord. I see and I visualize. I kick not aimlessly, but it hits.
And while you're sitting here today, it's not because you're screwed. There's a sticker prayer in John 17 attached to your vehicle.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that you will not
will you allow
out
me
of
just
this
for
world,
that single person
but that you will protect
that's taken up in this corporate
evil
prayer.
I so I just sense
while time is running out.
You don't know what to say.
I just
sense
this morning.
You don't know how
that he, by his spirit, refers to you in a new way.
I want you to do like
chosen. You're elected.
Sam said
for a time like this.
I want you just to pray
God has a destiny
Lord
for you.
And you are protected by satellite.
Ah, come on, people. Come on.
It's happening.
Come on. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
The spirit of salvation is here.
Come on.
You're surrounded by the sound of
God. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on. John 16. In this world,
hallelujah,
you will have trouble. But don't be afraid. I have overcome this world. So I said to everyone that's been battered by the storms of life, you're a chosen one. You're an elected one. You're protected this morning. And you are an overcomer.
In the name of Jesus, I come against you.
In
you
Jesus
will not take me out.
I'm going to stop
you
here.
Will not overcome me because I'm chosen to be an overcomer.
I'm halfway.
I'm chosen by God.
I'm just going to stop.
I'm chosen by God.
I just want to say to you,
maybe I missed out on a few points that I'd like to share with you, but it's not meant
but
to be.
But still, you're loving.
What's meant to be here,
you
salvation is coming
him
to this
yet
place.
But still, you
I want
believe
you
me.
If you have never done
you
it before
don't
and you think it's a church
sight
thing, it's not.
But you
if you're on the stadium and there's a word, you just
you
randomly go
by
man and shout victory. I want you to shout victory
joy
wherever you are.
You
if you have never done it,
declare
shout it.
You
look
cannot
the crowd.
Secure it.
Come on.
I challenge this church.
Explain it.
Come on, I challenge you.
But in your soul,
I challenge you!
Expressible.
I challenge you!
because
let the sound of victory fall this place. Come on, somebody.
That happiness is attached to what's happening around your life.
Yes. So if you pass it off, you experience high peak of happiness. When it's low, victorious, you're victorious, determined. Well, maybe you have never done it in the church. If you want to
jump,
victory is coming to you. Forget about the people around you. You're the one that's been challenged.
This morning when I just contemplate. A week ago I was almost taken out. One shot, it hit me like a hammer. I don't know what happened and how it happened, but it was an accident. But it could take me out if it shifted from that height and it hit me with the sharp ends. I was gone. It was a hammer. It was, I didn't know where it was coming from. I was surrounded all of a sudden by a devastating hit of the enemy, of the evil one. But in a break of a second, God protected my life. And he said, I know you want to depart, but because of you here. You hear this morning. So I'm here standing in front of you, protected by satellite, to say unto the chosen and the elected ones, when the race, the drama is at the finishing line, that's where people start calling and the encouragement from the side. But once you get over, it is time to celebrate and to receive the crown of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Thank you. We're gonna hit this goal net. We're gonna reach the end. We are saved and secured by God. My time is up. I want every one of you to raise up your voice and set the offer and the finisher of my faith. No one will leave this place without making a decision that I am a chosen one and I'm elected by God. His life is in me. I want all the chosen and the elected to stand on your feet. If you have, it's not a church ritual, it is just a cry in your spirit that said, God is my creator, he's the rock of my salvation, and he will finish it for me in Jesus' name. Now, this is not a church ritual, so I don't want to go into traditional practices. But the fact that you have his breath in you, I want you to raise your hands and give it back to him and say, Jesus. That's all you have to do. Jesus. Jesus. The rock of my salvation. The rock of my salvation. I receive the result of my faith, the salvation of my soul. If you think this is outdated preaching, David, he was also entangled by life. And then at one point in time, he prayed to God. He said, restore the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah. Restore the joy of your salvation. I pray right now, Heavenly Father, that by the powerful working of your spirit, every living soul that's sitting in this place, that is running the race, that everyone will be encouraged, empowered right now in the name of Jesus to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Thank you that everyone will soar up with wings like eagles and that we will make it in Jesus' wonderful name. Let's give God a hand this morning.
Thank you, thank you. Voice of God, hallelujah. If this was your first time that you made a decision for God, I invite you to take a card, invitation card in front of the desk and just fill in your details. We want to connect with you. We want to contact you. If you say, well, I want to know more about it, please join into Growth Track and be part of this assembly. It's so wonderful to be family and experience the blessings of God. Aren't God good? Ja, kom bietjie.
With great joy we introduce
Hy Ek het drie groot gemaak weer daai nek gaan nie afval nie.
Daar was 'n saad gesaai van 'n aansoek van ouers wat nie 'n kind wil hê nie en Sonja het gesê ek wil 'n deel vorm van iemand wat 'n kind nie wil hê nie. En sy vat vir 3 maande sorg oor 'n kind wat 'n ouer nie wil hê nie. En hierdie ou Matthew is 'n blessing by oupa Freddy en ouma Mandy. God het die vermoë om my 4 kleinkinders te gee. Al het ek hom net vir 3 maande. What a blessing. Nou, dankie sis. Dis 'n saad gesaai en daar's Julle weet mos kinders goed, maar dis groot saad wat gesaai word, né? Baby Chris. Laas week toe daai Matthew uit sy by wat sy newborn gegroei. Ek sê man, weet jy wat het ons gedoen? Ons is nie so bevoorreg gewees toe julle groot geword het, ons die tone oop geknip. En ons het daai voete maar laat uitgaan. Jy sê nee pa, ons gaan nou 'n ander size koop. Ek ken nie eers die name van die alles. Maar wie was die blessing? Die oes, as hy op hierdie wonderlike rusbank lê. Kyk, jy het dit nog nie, jy het nog nie oud genoeg om daai rusbank te hê. Maar as jy daar in die bed sit op hierdie rusbank, dan slaap daai Matthew. Jy hoor hoe snork hy. Dis 'n blessing. En dit alles gaan oor saai. Baie van julle gaan sê, pastoor, maar ons saai. Kyk jy, ons saai. Wie hoe voorreg is ons as gemeente? Ons het al begin uitdeel. Hierdie ding sou al nagestaan het. Hy sal gesaai. Dan kom hulle en sê hulle nood, dan saai ons. En ek wil jou vanmôre nooi, moenie moeg word om te saai nie. Moenie jou hand swak word nie, want daar's 'n oes op pad. God is die beloner vir elkeen wat hom soek en saai. Amen. Ons gaan 'n lekker offerande opneem. Gideon gaan ons lei in 'n sang. Dankie dokter Lampbank vir 'n wonderlike woord. Kom ons gee die Here al die eer. Amen. En kom ons saai in die koninkryk van die Here en God sal jou seën.